Hello, lovely people. Welcome to Insights with Akosua, and I am your host, Akosua. Said in John chapter 6 verse 63, the Holy Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. On this podcast, our aim is to enable you gain a better understanding, appreciate and live the word of God in this 21st century. God bless you for joining us. Enjoy today's episode. Thank you again for joining me on this episode. Welcome to season 2. This is our first episode, and on today's episode, we'll be discussing about the year 2020. I have with me here a very fine gentleman who is called Kwame Yeboah. Mr. Yeboah is a member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church and a fifth-year medical student of the KNUSC School of Medicine and Dentistry. Hello, Kwame. Thanks again for joining me on this episode. Hope you're doing well. And yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, hello, Akosua. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be part of this. And a special hello to all your listeners out there. And a happy new year to yourself and to your listeners. We hope this year will give us good things. In fact, better things. Yeah. Amidst all the challenges that may be ahead of us. Yeah. So I'm well as well. And I hope you are doing well too.
I'm doing very fine, very well. And yeah, thank you so much for also saying the happy new year. My dear listeners, I'm very sorry. Happy new year to all of you. And let me tell you, I'm not going to expect so much from this new year, but what I want to do is to grow for myself. As he said, that this year will bring better things. I believe so, that it will bring better things to us, but we also have to grow to become a better version upon ourselves. Yeah. So Kwame, will you do us a favor by leading us in a word of prayer?
All right, shall we pray? Father in heaven, we thank you for the precious gifts of life. We thank you for the privilege of prayer to come once again under your feet. We invite you specially in our midst that you come and grace us with your presence and bless each and every one of us listening to our voices. Thank you for having answered our prayers, Lord. May your name be praised. Amen.
Amen. Well, Kwame, thanks again for joining me. And I just want to ask you how 2020 was for you. Like, that's it. Like, sum up, give me a summary. Like, back in when we're in senior high school, they'll ask us to give summary. And JHS, give us a summary of how 2020 was for you.
All right. Well, I was terrible at summary, but anyway, I'll do my best. Okay, so 2020 was challenging, definitely challenging, all because of this coronavirus pandemic. I'm sure we are all aware of, and it has even opened our minds to what the virus is all about, and even helped us to live better lives by practicing good hygiene practices, like washing our hands, and even washing our faces as often as we can and bathing as often as we can. In fact, on the other side, it may have helped us, though there may have been some damaging effects. Yeah, but definitely, it was challenging for me. It was difficult throughout the year. But God showed himself strong. He blessed me immensely because I took lots of lessons from this. That I'm sure if the year went smoother, I may not have gotten. Yeah. So for myself and also for my family as well, the latter part of this year especially was a blessing to us. And for that, I'm grateful to God. All right.
Thank you so much. Well, 2020, I just want to say some things. We during 2020, by the latter part of 2020, the team of Insights also asked some of our listeners how the year was for them. That's how come we have Kwame on this episode. I just want to give you guys how Kwame joined us today on this episode was that Kwame sent me a voice note. Kwame Oboa, yes, he sent me a voice note of how 2020 was. And I will tell you guys, I have not still listened to that voice note because I was like, please write, please write. The guy was like, he has so much to say. And I was like, okay, then Kwame, please, can you join me on the first episode so that we go on all you said on that voice note and expatiate it for our listeners to see 2020 from your side. And I want just to read some of what you guys said about 2020. I have someone here saying that the year made me appreciate better and see how privileged and blessed I am. Another person also said that 2020 was a great year and the person learned a lot of new skills. So 2020 was not all bad for everybody, but generally it was just challenging. And I also have another person say that 2020 was a very interesting year, full of surprises because the pandemic, first of all, was a surprise to us and tough times that pushed the person to rely on God and really grow as a person. And you also have someone saying that the year was less productive. Other people also said that the year was not good. It was terrible for them. So that's a few of the responses I got from you, my listeners. And I just want to thank you all for participating. Now, I want us to go into how we Christians saw 2020 to be like. Like, how was it in general for Kwame? Like, for you, in your opinion, how was like the religion Christianity, we Christians, not just the religion, but personal relationships from your point of view and seeing it for like the church and the fellowship and all that, how it's changed because we were under lockdown. Some of us were not going to school. Some of us had to go back home and a whole lot happened in the year. Like, so how was it for you? In the Christianity point of view, point in the Christianity side.
Right. The first I would say was that it was scary, very scary, because there you are living your life, going to school, going to work, you know, maybe even going to the beach to have fun and chilling. And then this virus from somewhere has hit you so hard that you cannot do all that you've been doing. That's changed your routine, that's changed how you live, that's changed how you work, and even how you think, and even how you behave. You know, it's really changed every part of our life. Yeah. And as Christians, it was a test of character and a test of our faith in God. Because this is where, you know, this virus has now trapped us in the four corners of our rooms, and that we cannot go out to fellowship with the people of God. What then do we do? Right. But interestingly, God helped us to be creative, that we're able to connect via Zoom meetings, connecting via other social media platforms. And it helped us to know how adaptive we are as humans, how God created us to be. That's one of the many lessons I took out of this pandemic, that we are adaptive creatures and we ought to use that gift God has given us. So. But yes, Akosia, it was indeed a test of faith. And if you were not having a good relationship with God, and then you were just a church goer, going to church on Saturdays, going to church on Sundays, you know, and all that you do is to you have with God is only on weekends, right? That's when you open your Bible. Then, now that that is taken from you, what then do you do? Then you leave God, right? So, I don't know about others, but what I can say was that if you didn't have a personal relationship with God, I hope that at least this coronavirus pandemic will open your eyes that it is very important to have this personal relationship with God, because there comes a time that you may not have the privilege to go to churches, to mosque, to wherever, to go and worship, right? That is where you would have to worship with God in your homes, in your workplaces, and not in churches. So, my dear listeners, please, let's do well to have this personal relationship with God by reading our Bibles daily, first thing in the morning, last thing in the night. The thoughts in our mind should be that of God. And with that, God will bless us immensely. And this relationship we are having with Him will grow each and every other day. And I tell you, we will be blessed. Yeah.
That is so good. Thank you so much for saying this. Because if you don't have a personal relationship with God, and maybe 2020 made it worse. I don't know if it made it worse for you or it made it better. It could have made it better. But if it made it worse, I'm going to tell you that the year itself was, you know, it was a trying year. Like, that's just the least to say. And you can always make a new start in 2021. And I just want us to go through achievements of the year, because I was seeing on some social media platforms that people were like, what were you able to achieve this year and all those things and blah blah blah. So Kwame, like, how should we go about when you're talking about achievements of 2020?
That's interesting. Achievements of 2020. I think this is a very personal question, right? So it will need for us to have a deep reflection, right? That's what I usually do at the end of the year. I have a good time with my family and maybe very close friends of mine. Then we cast our minds back right from the beginning of the year to the very end. And we see how far we've come. At least you can assess how well you did or how poor you did throughout the year, all right? So I would entreat all of us to sit back and with our very close friends and with our families to sit back, talk to one another on a personal level, right? Maybe you may have a weakness. Maybe you may have some strengths, right? Let's sit down with one another and then have a good conversation on how the year went, how we can improve, what we did wrong, how we are going to do it better next time. And believe you me, it will be a blessing for us. So I had that time with my family, and I must say it blessed us a lot, because we're able to settle some differences among us, we're able to testify of the goodness of the Lord, and pray that in this year that we are now in, you know, God should continue to make His grace sufficient for us day in, day out. Yeah, so for the achievement of the year, I'd like us to do that and know how far we've come and render our ways to the Lord. All right.
Well, that is also very good. That is like an examination which you're not just doing with yourself, but also with other people, because most of the times we're not able to see our weakness. Sometimes we might be able to identify some strengths. We're not able to see maybe some of our weaknesses and some of our strength. But with other people, not just any person, trustworthy people, family, trustworthy people, that you do this with will be very good. And also, if the 2020, you were not able to achieve anything, my dear listeners, we are all on this table. Okay, if you were able to achieve, good for you. That is very good. and I applaud you for it. But if you weren't, maybe the only thing that maybe you were able to achieve was to strive through the year, and you're here. Applaud yourself for it. Know that you're getting better. It's not going to just immediately just get better one day. It takes time. Some people have already gotten better. Some people are going backwards, and some people are stagnant. And we're all not the same in this journey. So maybe, as Kwame was saying, you could do it with your family, but if you don't have anybody that you can rely upon or rely upon, that is why we have God. We have the Bible. And as Kwame was saying, having a personal relationship with God is very an important factor in this. So we could always do this to move ahead as we're going to 2021. So Kwame, would you like to add something to what I was saying? Like if you don't have anybody, like you don't have any family, or don't have any trustworthy person you believe that you could rely upon to go about the how 2020 was, what other ways could you think? Do you think we could find to do this, to do what you said?
Okay. I think one thing we can do is that God is for us, right? That we know for sure is that God is for us. So in prayer, in meditation on God's word, right? Let's come to God in prayer and let's seek his face, that he guides us whilst we think this through, whilst we assess our year, right? And I'm sure the Holy Spirit, who is our closest friend, will guide you wherever you are. If you are alone, dear listener, let me tell you that you are not alone. If God were to open your eyes to see the angels around you, to see how he has guided you with his blessings, guided you with his angels, then you know that indeed God has not left his saints alone. All right. So please, if you are alone, if you have no one to talk to, please talk to God. He's your very best friend. Okay. And through prayer, through reading of the Bible, take a time alone with God and assess your year, assess yourself from January to December. Right. And it's as best as you sitting down with your families, you sitting down with your close friends, with the help of God as well. Beloved, God is a very, very best friend. Amen.
Amen. So to end this conversation, Kwame, as you are a medical student, and you're about to finish school. So guys, this is an incoming doctor. I don't want to say how long, but a few years. Time it's gonna be Dr. Evoa. So incoming doctor, let's just say Dr. Evoa. Please, we're still in the pandemic season. It started from 2019. Yeah, 2020 was when we actually saw a lot of the effects of the pandemic, but even though we're in a new year, we're still within the pandemic, and now we have vaccine coming out, but it has not been given to majority of the population, so meaning we'll still have to go through the procedures that we were going through before, but maybe it will be eased out a little now. But what advice would you like to give the listeners, or even as we shouldn't have any conspiracies about the vaccine, and we should also know that the coronavirus is still live and doing well, and even it has mutation strains now in other countries. So what is your advice? What are you going to advise to my dear listeners? How they should handle everything, the pandemic still and the vaccine?
Okay, Makusa, you know what, just some time ago I was having a conversation with a friend, right? And from our conversation, it seemed as if the virus or the pandemic is normal. We're using past tense. Anyway, referring to the virus, you were saying, oh, during the time of the pandemic, I was like, hey, pandemic is still around. And even our conversations say it's different, right? And definitely, our lifestyles too will be different. But hello, please, the virus, this coronavirus pandemic is still around, and let's still be on our guard, okay? Though the cases have been reduced, it's because of we practicing these safety protocols, good hygiene practices. It's because of that and the grace of God that we are still alive and
we have been going. Sorry to interrupt, but the cases have not reduced everywhere.
Oh, sorry. I'm speaking for Ghana.
Yeah, you're speaking for Ghana. So if you're not in Ghana, please, it has not reduced for everywhere. So you still look sharp and be careful as they're moving about. Please continue.
That's right. That's a very good intervention. So please, wherever you are, be on your guard. Be on your guard. Protect yourself. Wash your hands as much as you can. Practice social distance wherever you go. And use the hand sanitizers as much as you can, at least after every time you touch a platform, an object, anytime, okay? And these vaccines that have been made ready for use, many are saying, oh, these vaccines are going to kill us. Some are saying it's HIV they are giving us, and a whole lot. And that's the response we keep on hearing day in, day out, whenever vaccines are being made. But my dear listeners, let's not forget that some time ago, right, the whole world, and especially Africa, was full of polio, tetanus, influenza, rubella, measles, and even whooping cough, what we call pertussis, right? But by the intervention of vaccines, now they are no more in the conversations when you're talking about infections, talking about deaths, all because these vaccines, by the grace of God, have helped to eradicate them. So vaccines are actually good. In fact, before they are rolled out for use, they go through rigorous safety testing before they're introduced. And even when they are introduced, they also are constantly monitored for side effects. So actually, they are safe, right? Scientists make sure that they are safe for human use and also as efficacious as much as possible, so that when they enter our body, they are going to do exactly what it's meant to be, that is, protect us from whatever infection that it's intended to. And in this case, the coronavirus vaccine. All right, so please, let's embrace the idea of the use of vaccines, right? And let's not be suspicious or have a whole lot of baseless arguments on the safety of these viruses, okay? Because they are for our use and they would help to prevent and protect us from future coronavirus infection and help us to resume our normal lives as much as possible. So please, let's do well to embrace them, all right? And just to add a little, some time ago, I was having a conversation with a friend, right? And he was a little ignorant about what vaccines are for. He thought if you have the coronavirus infection, for instance, and then you are given the vaccine, you'll be cured. No, that is not the case at all, right? When you have the vaccine, it protects you from future infection. In this case, future coronavirus infection, right? When you get the infection, what you need is treatment. What you need is to boost your immune system, right? To fight the virus in this case. Uh-huh. So let me just make myself clear on that point. All right. Dr. Akusia Bema, yeah, you can take over.
Washeda. Washeda. Please, if you don't understand what he said, like he Actually, it's Dr. J, you know. Yeah. Yeah. But not now, Dr. J. Okay, so thank you, Kwame, for explaining how vaccines are used. And it's very good that you get to know what vaccines are used for, not treatment, but to prevent you from contacting the virus. And that is very good for us, especially for those who have not contacted the virus yet. So thank you so much for joining us again. I just can't say it more enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. And then please leave us some few words for our listeners that, you know, you love them, because I loved them. I hope you also love them too. And then we just, you know, we end it.
All right, for sure, for sure. I love them as well. In fact, maybe as much as you do. All right, so my dear listeners, what I would like us to know is that last year was challenging, right? And there are no two ways about that. It was definitely challenging. And I would like us to go into this year taking lessons from it. Not living the same, but taking lessons from it. And I'd like to share just one lesson with you. And that is that we humans, we are adaptive creatures. And that life is more flexible than we think. In fact, one major thing, one news that, or story, shall I say, that we're hearing here in Ghana is that, oh, by June, yeah, no, BA. I don't know whether I came across that.
Please, yeah, I heard it all. By June, no, BA.
Yes.
But at least I was like, I will get to get my birthday, you know, to become 21 before I die.
That's very selfish of you. Well, that was the story that, oh, by June, yeah, no, BA. And it even became a scene. But here we are. To our surprise, we are alive and well, doing well by God's grace, right? And it's because we've been able to adapt to the change. Friends of God, change is constant. And we'll meet many, many more in this journey of ours on earth. What matters is what we do when the change hits us in the face. During the peak of the virus or the pandemic, schools went virtual. Many individuals lost their jobs and have found creative ways to earn a living. Many started their work from home. People went out of their comfort zone to invent tools and gadgets that would help us to practice these safety protocols. And even a mask have now become a and part of our costume, right? And has not become the new normal, so to speak, right? So this pandemic has actually been a testament to just how resilient we are as humans and ability to be flexible and creative in the face of uncertainties. And that is how God created us. And we ought to exhibit that creative aspect in us, that adaptive behavior in us, because, beloved, not to sound a Debbie Downer, but this, you don't know what awaits us within this year 2021 and what is ahead of us in the years to come. But one thing I can say for sure, that the Bible has told us that this year, I mean, as we are heading to the end times, the love of many will wax cold, and a lot of chaos will arise. So one thing we can be sure is that this world is not going to get any better as the end approaches. So we ought to be prepared spiritually and physically. We ought to be on the right side of God, day in, day out. We ought to commit our ways to the Lord, because death, as this coronavirus pandemic taught us, is that death awaits everyone and is no respecter of persons. And no one knows when he or she may die. So you ought to be ready, ought to be right with God today and not tomorrow. Let's not postpone it. Never. I'll leave you with this text that encouraged me throughout 2020. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 to 12, it says, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the time gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, and let's add to it, in coronavirus pandemic. Because for when I am weak, then I am strong." Beloved, God's strength is made manifest in our weaknesses. I don't know what you may be struggling with. I don't know what challenges you are facing. It may be your job. You may be in an addiction. Your friend may have been hostile towards you or may have betrayed you. Your spiritual life may be in tatters. You may be messed up financially and what have you. But what I can tell you is that, beloved, God's grace is sufficient for you. God is reaching out, even before we reach out, that, hey, my dear friend, my loved one, come. Let's hold on to God's hands. Let's get into this grace and we would have this satisfying or this sense of satisfaction that indeed all is well. So let's remember this, dear listeners, that God's grace is sufficient for us. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you so much, Kwame, for joining us. Thank you guys too for listening, tuning in to our first episode. Happy New Year. And I just want to say a little prayer to end. Please close our eyes as we're praying. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for beginning with us in this episode. We thank you for it being a success. We pray that whoever has tuned in will be changed and will see improvement upon their life. And that whatever happened in each of our listeners, 2020 will be much better 2021 for them. Dear Lord, continue with insights of the Kosia, continue with this podcast and make this podcast a success for all of us. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you again for joining me and Kwame on this episode. I pray you forever always tune in with us and remember that we're getting better and better for you and that we are here for you. You can always contact us or follow us on each of our social media platforms. We are Insights with Akosia and we love you. Thank you so much and have a good time. Bye-bye.